Hi, everyone, and welcome back to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. It is Sunday, January 29th. We're going to go straight to the word on the street. My 22-year-old girlfriend, well, I'm a 22-year-old male. My girlfriend is 21, is charging me rent to live with her in her parents' property, and I feel humiliated. What should I do? My girlfriend is charging me rent when she doesn't pay rent in the first place. Her parents are renting a one-bedroom apartment for her while she studies overseas in my country. They don't know we live together, and she keeps the money I pay in rent. She doesn't work as her parents provide everything for her. I'm a poor local student who has to work to eat, to pay rent, and to survive. If the roles were reversed, I couldn't imagine charging her rent, especially since she doesn't pay for anything herself and has no use for the money that I give her since it's her parents. Who provide absolutely everything for her, including luxury spending, travel, etc. I don't have the option to live with my parents as they are rural. It's also relevant that rent for a one-bedroom in this city is extremely expensive, around $2,000 per month minimum, excluding the bills. She basically takes my entire student welfare check, and I work a part-time job to be able to eat and pay my share of electric and other bills plus university expenses. The financial situation has also made spending time out with her, especially shopping, humiliating, as she likes to buy luxury brands, etc., while I can only afford to wear what I think would be referred to in the U.S. as Walmart clothes. She likes to try out all kinds of fancy restaurants. I usually get myself a side if it's not too expensive. Okay, I'm going to go back to the top. My girlfriend is charging me rent when she doesn't pay rent in the first place. Her parents are renting a one-bedroom apartment for her while she studies overseas in my country. They don't know we live together, and she keeps the money I pay in rent. Okay. So the girl's parents are paying for her. They don't know he lives there. He feels that because she isn't paying anything and her parents are paying it, that he shouldn't pay anything either. Since it's free for her, it should be free for him. Because it's not coming out of her pocket. But the parents don't know he lives there. Well, that's their child. If I have grown children. If I was paying an apartment for them to live in, the number one rule is, if they don't have to pay anything, the number one rule is that I'll decide who can stay there. And it won't be a boyfriend because they wouldn't be married. And if I decided that somebody else could stay there, be it boyfriend or girl, they would pay me rent because I'm paying for my child to live for free to help them financially. Now, and I'll decide the amount of rent they pay. Now, if my child decided to charge somebody rent and it was a boyfriend and she was hiding that the person with the boyfriend was living there, she decided to charge them rent, I would think that was good because she would think it's only bad because she's letting somebody stay in somewhere that I'm paying for her to free her up financially, but she's letting somebody else stay there and it's a boyfriend and she's not telling me. Now, the fact that she's charging him rent, be it boyfriend or not boyfriend, I would be happy because I'm paying for her to stay. I'm not paying for somebody else to be able to live for free. I'm paying for her to be able to live for free like that. So I would think that she would be smart and I wouldn't care what she's doing with the money. If I was going to say anything about it as her parent, I would say, why are you letting somebody, a boyfriend, live in here and not telling me and I'm paying all these bills? I wouldn't think that, well, she should be nice to him because I'm, as her mother, paying all the bills and she's living free. So anybody else should live free too because it's free for her. And I wouldn't think like that as the parent. I would think that if I found out that he was living there and he was a boyfriend, he's getting out whether he's paying her rent or not. If I don't want anybody staying in the place that I'm paying all the bills for her to live in free for, with. That's the parent. That could be a parent's perspective. Now, so she doesn't work as her parents provide everything for her. I don't see anything wrong with that. If the parents are able to provide everything for the child, I don't see anything wrong with that. I'm a poor local student who has to work to eat and pay rent to survive. If the roles were reversed, I couldn't imagine charging her rent, especially since she doesn't pay for anything herself and has no use for the money I give her, since it's her parents that provide absolutely everything for her in schooling, luxury, spending, travel. Well, a lot of people say what they would do if the roles were reversed. So you could say that, and if the roles were reversed, you may do exactly what she's doing. So, okay, we can't go by when people say if the roles were reversed, how they'll come out and somehow be the best person. Because we don't know that, because the roles aren't reversed. And the person keeps mentioning how the girl's parent pays for everything, even her luxury spending and travel, as if that should mean that she shouldn't charge him rent. Those are her parents. And some people like taking care of their children. They like affording their children things like that and paying for their luxury spending and travel, paying for them to have an apartment while they're studying, or just paying for them an apartment. So what the parents are doing for her doesn't mean that she shouldn't charge you rent and that you should be. So if the girl said you don't have to pay rent, he would be happy. And be happy that the parents are paying. The only reason he's not happy that her parents are paying for her is because she's not letting him stay for free. But if she said, okay, you can live here for free, he wouldn't bring up that her parents are paying for the apartment, that her parents are paying for the luxury spending for her. I don't have the option to live with my parents as their rule, okay? It's also relevant that rent for a one-bedroom apartment in this city is extremely expensive. So if he wasn't, so he would prefer to live with the girlfriend rent-free and not pay anything. And his reason is because she's living rent-free because her parents are paying for her. But those are her parents. Just like, for example, I, as a parent of adult women, children, and a man, if they came and lived in my house, I would not charge them rent. If they bought a man to live in my house, he's going to pay. Why? Because he's not my son like that. Like, that's different. It is the parents, but she's even hiding that you're in there. So obviously her parents wouldn't be agreeing with you being there, whether you're paying rent or not, you know? And so I'm pretty sure she's not giving the parents the rent money. She's just charging you because she may feel that, well, her parents are paying for her to stay for free. That doesn't mean she's going to let you stay in there for free on her parents' dime. She could be thinking like that. She cannot be thinking, well, I'm here for free. So if I let my friends and buddies and my boyfriend stay for free, we're all staying on my parents' dime. No, it's people don't usually think like that. And I don't think that she should think like that. I think that what she's doing wrong is hiding that she's letting somebody stay in her, in somewhere that her parents are, a boyfriend most specifically, stay in an apartment that her parents are paying for like that. Her charging you the rent. I think if she wants to charge you, she could charge you. Like that. And you shouldn't expect to stay for free. Even if you were her husband, you would be paying half of the utilities and the rent. She basically takes my entire student welfare check, and I work a part-time job to be able to eat and pay my share of the electric and other bills plus university expenses. But this person already states that even in that city, a one-bedroom is $2,000 a month minimum, excluding the bills. So with her letting you stay, despite what her parents are doing for her, they're doing it. That she's their child. They're making sure that she doesn't have to struggle with paying. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you, if you get your own apartment with this man, if he gets his own apartment and he states the one bedroom is $2,000 minimum, but plus that's not even included, utilities, how much is she charging you for rent? And is it more or less than you going out and doing what the rest of the university students do that don't have their parents to help them and paying your own rent and all of your utilities? Is she paying, is she charging you more than, because it's above and it's past what her parents are doing and all of that for her. That's their child. Like that. I'm pretty sure if your parents were able to do it for him, he would be happy. Now, so it's not that what they're doing for her, that's besides the point. It's more so about how much it is per month minimum for him. And he states it's $2,000 a month for a one bedroom. He said that's expensive. It's extremely expensive, he states. Plus, he would also have to pay utilities. So where are you getting the better deal? Just because you two a girlfriend or boyfriend doesn't mean you have to live with her, especially if you can't afford to. But pull your weight, you should be able to. You should have to. Now, because your parents aren't doing for you what her parents are, so it means that you should be doing it for yourself, you know, and not expecting that where her parents are doing it for her, and if they're doing it for her, I should stay here for free also like they're my parents. No, no, no. Because if her parents found out, her parents could come and put you out, even if you decide that you want to pay $2,000 a month or $10,000 a month if they don't want you in there. Because she doesn't need your rent. Their parents don't need your rent money. The girl is just deciding to charge you. I guess just like if you were her husband and you two were paying the rent together. But she just doesn't have to pay anything because her parents are doing her part. Now, so if you go out by yourself, which is what you should be doing anyway, and pay $2,000 a month plus the utilities, is it more or less than what she's charging you? How much is of your, because you state that she's taking a welfare check, and you're having to work part time to be able to eat and pay your share of the electric. So she's charging you a portion of what the electric bill is. So when her parents get the electric bill, she charges you a portion of it. They're paying her part, so her part is covered, and she's charging you a portion of the electric bill and the other bills. He states. So she's paying, charging you, the girl is, a portion of the electric bill. And a portion of the other bills to live in the apartment. And she's paying you a portion of the rent. Now, so when you add that up, is it more than the $2,000 a month that you'll be charged if you go get your own place and whatever the bills will be that your electric bill and your utilities? Is it more that she's charged you or less? If it's less, consider yourself lucky. And understand that you're not going to get a free ride, but living with her, it is having you pay less than what you would pay if you would be by yourself, where you stayed is extremely expensive, around $2,000 a month, including the bills. So she might be doing you a favor. It's just not to what you want it to be. He's wanting it to be where she's not paying anything and living free, and her parents are sitting home traveling and luxury spending, so I should be able to live here for free too. No, no, that's not... That's not correct. No, you're getting off lucky because unless she's charging you, unless the one bedrooms you stayed at $2,000 a month for rent, that's what you would be paying if you went by yourself and rented one. Now, unless she's charging you $3,000 and then you'll be paying the utilities. So no. And can you go live with roommates? Are there roommates there? Or do you not want to live with roommates either because you'll have to pay part of the rent and the utilities? And are you just wanting to live with a girlfriend because you feel that where her parents are paying everything, she's not having to pay any of the expenses. So I feel that I should have to be able to live here and not pay either. Like, okay, because if it's too expensive, what she's charging you, there are other guys that are looking for roommates. But I feel that because you know you will have to pay part of the rent. And it's $2,000 a month, and you have to pay part of utilities. And you feel that, no, I don't want to do that either. My girlfriend is living rent-free because her parents are paying it for her, so I should be able to live rent-free too, and she shouldn't be charging me. That's what he's stating. Because he keeps saying their parents provide absolutely everything for her. Good. They're her parents. And if they want to do that and they can, great. Great. Including luxury spending. Great. Great. That's good. That's good. My youngest daughter, she was a duh. I would spoil her a lot. That's good. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm doing it for everybody that's around her. That's good. Or they feel that I should be spoiling them too. No. Okay, so you need to go find roommates, but you'll probably have to pay bills and they'll probably charge you more or less than what she's charging you like that. So the financial situation has also made spending time out with her, especially shopping, humiliating, as she likes to buy luxury brands while I only can afford to wear what I would refer to as the United States as Walmart clothes. So you're trying to date someone that is above you financially. And so when you two are out, you feel humiliated because she is doing what she's always been able to do, buy luxury brands. Do you feel that she should, because she's dating you, she should not buy the luxury brands? It should come down to your level to make you not feel humiliated? Or do you feel that you should get a girlfriend where you two are both wearing the Walmart clothing? Or what you state will be referred to as Walmart clothes, and then you will feel equal and you won't feel humiliated? Or do you feel that the girlfriend should, because she knows that you can't afford it, she should stop living her life the way that she can live it to make you not? Why would you be feeling humiliated because of what somebody else could buy? You shouldn't be trying to keep up with her anyway. Just like and this person also should not expect to be able to live there for free, as if he's the parent's son. And the girl likes to try all kinds of fancy restaurants. And you can't do that. So do you think that you're with somebody that's mismatched from you, or do you feel that she should be understanding to you and go to the cheap restaurants that you can afford? Now, if she goes to the cheap restaurants that you can afford, are you going to be paying for the food? And that'll make you feel better because you feel that you're doing something for her. Or do you just feel that even though she can afford to try different foods and it can be expensive, she should say, well, I'm not going to do that. And I'm going to let you live here for free. And I'm going to eat at the cheap places like you do. And wear the cheap clothing so that you won't feel humiliated. Now, what if she was forcing you to come up to her level? Okay. Or what, she come down to your level? Or should you get another girlfriend? What benefit would she have to come down to your level? Like to let you live there for free, rent-free, utilities-free, because that's what you're asking for. Because you're only paying a part of it. You're not paying the complete. And you're paying less than what you have to pay on your own. That's why you stated it's real expensive with a one-bedroom. So obviously you're not paying that much either. So if she lets you live there rent-free and utilities-free, and if she stops when you're shopping, if she stops going to luxury stores and buying what she could buy, and when it's time to eat, if she stops buying the food that she could afford, if she wears if she starts to wear the clothes that you wear and could afford, and eats the food that you wear and could afford, and she lets you live that for free, what does she get? Like, what are you doing that will cause her to want to do those types of sacrifices? Or what would you feel good if her parents put her out, and you two had to go get a $2,000 a month apartment and you pay a $1,000 in the other half of the bills? Like that. Somebody says, if you can't afford to live with her, find a cheaper place that works within your budget. Exactly. I feel that he may not want to, because college students usually know that there are roommates, people look for roommates, especially if it's expensive. I feel that he may not want to pay, period. And he looks at it, well, she's not paying anything. So why should I have to pay something? Why can't I just leave him for free? She's not paying for it. His mentality is that, not looking at it, that's her, she's her parents' child. And they're doing that for her. And somebody says, so a guy gets mad and say, yeah, I found a cheaper girlfriend. Cheaper girlfriend? He's not doing anything for her specifically. When she goes out, when they go out to eat to this expensive restaurant, she's paying herself. When she buys the clothes that she will wear without him or with him and eats the food that she will wear without him or with him, she's paying for herself. He didn't say she's asking him for it. The only thing she's getting from him is the rent. And it's cheaper than what he would. The part of the rent that she's charging him is cheaper than what he would pay on his own. And she's getting electricity, which is cheaper than what he would pay on his own. And utilities, which is cheaper than what he's paying on his own. And the only thing is that it's taking all of his university money. So it means that he can't afford to live there. He needs to go where there are guys living. And a lot of them are, maybe five of them or four of them are sharing. And the portion is cheap, but he may not want to pay anything because he has a girlfriend that's not paying anything. And he feels that if she's not paying anything and getting to eat luxury food and her parents are sitting home shopping sprees and travel, I should be able to stay here for free and keep my money. That's what it is. And on top of that, when we go out, she should not be buying expensive clothes that she'll be able to buy with or without me. And she should not be eating expensive food that she would be able to eat with or without me. She should be taking me into consideration with that also. That's what he's stating. And then he answers, realistically, I could save 50 to 70% since a room in a shared house is at least $200 a week here. My living standards will remain almost the same. What I find most upsetting is that I feel exploited. I can't believe she actually cares about me given the circumstances. Okay, but he won't go pay that $200 a week because he doesn't want to pay that. He feels that she's living for free. She's not paying anything. I should be able to live here too. That's why he won't go pay that $200 a week. He's not being exploited. He wants to exploit. Bye.